Are you a man looking for an intensive program to help you overcome sexually addictive behaviors? Gateway to Freedom is your answer. Gateway to Freedom is a three-day workshop for men seeking to overcome any destructive sexual habits. Whether married, single, or divorced, Gateway to Freedom will help men regain hope for a new life of purity and real contentment. The workshop is conducted by experts in the field of sexual addiction recovery with decades of combined experience. Read testimonials of workshop alumni at gatewaymen.com. Get all the info and register online at gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm the founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop. I want to invite you to join us at our next workshop coming up June 8th through the 10th in Texas, in the peaceful rolling hill country. So call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY. That's 1-800-497-8748, or visit gatewaymen.com.
You're listening to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Brought to you by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us on the web at puresexradio.com.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're glad to have you here with us. My name is Jonathan. We have two special guests back with us. We had Gigi Hopkins, who is our Wives Care Coordinator. And then we also have on the line with us, Ronnie. And so thank you both for being back. We talked previously about some boundaries issues, but we're going to kind of get into that a little bit more, right? But thank you both for being on the program again.
It's our joy. Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we jump in, I wanted to let our listeners know that we're really excited that we have, we've got our Pure Life Academy online training platform up and running. We've got a few courses on there. This is something that's going to be very integral to the next phase of ministry that we do here. And that is trying to create a platform and provide a platform where there can be a lot of great content and training. We've got several courses on there right now that are really helpful, both to those people who struggle, men and women who struggle and want help, or we're really excited about our Made for Purity course, which is kind of this overarching course that teaches biblical sexuality to try to get conversations started with in churches or get conversations started in homes about this idea of how we were designed by God sexually. And the good news is it's for anybody, men, women, teenagers to mature adults, and it's not necessarily for anybody who's like in a struggle or an addiction. So it's really a great way to understand design and then also create conversations. So if you want to learn more about that, just go to purelifeacademy.org and you can check out the courses there. So Gigi, I want to kind of pass it off to you. Maybe sort of you and Ronnie can kind of reset the stage for this conversation about boundaries. We'll provide a link on this episode to the previous conversation that we had. So if people want to kind of get part one of this conversation about healthy boundaries, but now where do you want to go with this conversation?
Well, in our last broadcast on this, both Ronnie and I spoke afterwards and we were feeling like this is, again, a huge topic. And we felt like we could serve people even a little better by giving this some more thought. And we focused a lot on what boundaries are not, which is really important because there's so much confusion around it. But I think this time around, we want to give a little better definitions of what it is. So that's where we're heading. And Ronnie just happened to come back from a great conference, Restoring Hearts, in Seattle. And she got some more input on the subject. So we're going to share some of that as well.
Okay.
But I'd like to start with something that will give us a good picture, I think. And it's a bit humorous for me. I've known Ronnie for like 4 years, but I haven't been to her house until recently. She's about 3 hours away, right? So we speak almost weekly, right, Ronnie? We debrief because she's my partner with the Wives Care groups and wonderful contributor to that. So we have a wonderful friendship, and I've never been to her house. Well, she's out there in the middle of the prairie in in Texas, right? Beautiful little home with this. She's a wonderful gardener and has a beautiful garden around, but there aren't any houses around hers, right?
By the way, in Texas, that doesn't narrow it down much. There's a lot of places like that, right? Right, Ronnie? There's a lot of wide open prairies in Texas.
Yes. Well, it's a little haven. Well, I had a wonderful lunch with her and it was great. And then she shared with me that while we talk on the phone, usually we both are walking. I'm walking in my neighborhood and she's walking around her property, right? And she said, yeah, and whenever I walk, I always have a pistol around my neck. Okay?
So that's my waist.
And for those outside of Texas, that's a gun, right, Ronnie?
That is correct. And I carry a little .22 caliber revolver is what I carry when I walk or when I'm working outside.
Nice.
Well, that is a picture, Ronnie, I didn't have. It totally surprised me because I know you. You're a gentle, delicate, wonderful, you know, continues to be, but I just didn't see you being walking around with a gun like that, you know? So that was interesting. And it's all about, and she told me she has killed several venomous snakes.
Oh, yeah.
And keeps the wild pigs out of her garden. And so to me, that is just a good picture to start.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Ronnie. Maybe to be able to dovetail it with this issue of boundaries, what is your thought process behind why you carry that with you whenever you go out on these walks?
Okay, well, let me just clarify. One thing Gigi said is to keep the wild pigs out of my garden. We have lots of wild things out here, but for the sake of my husband, who will know that I can't take on a herd of pigs with a .22 revolver, just want to clarify that one little point. But I carry my .22 revolver with me. First of all, I walk my property line. I'm not trespassing on my neighbor's place or anybody else's property. This is my area that I walk. And I am protecting my own sense of well-being by having my little .22 packed on the side of me so that when I'm out walking, because we've got 9 acres, so if I come across a snake, I don't have time to run back to my house. I have to be equipped and empowered right then and there to make a decision when I come across a snake. And I actually came across one today, and it, you know, startled me, but I evaluate, and this is not a venomous snake. You know, he's not aggressive, so just get out of my way, we're good. But the whole sense of it is that this is my area, this belongs to me, and I deserve to have a sense of well-being.
And if I can, one of the things that I'm thinking about with this metaphor is that what you're doing is protective, not, in other words, what you're describing is the difference between protecting your property, your being, yourself, not hunting. Right?
Correct.
So you're not going out.
It has nothing to do with that hunting.
You're not going out looking for snakes, but those things will happen, right? Those things will intrude upon your space and therefore threaten your sense of safety and threaten even your well-being.
Correct.
And I thought it would be good for her to define what we're talking about when it comes to sexual brokenness and dealing with creating boundaries here.
Okay.
Would you, Ronnie?
Sure. You know, first let me start with, you know, maybe a simple definition of what a boundary is. And a boundary is just very simply a personal property line, knowing what belongs to us, what we are responsible for. And we're responsible for our own thoughts, our own feelings, and our own behaviors. But if we transfer the picture of I'm trying to protect my well-being while I'm out there walking into we are in a relationship with somebody that has sexual brokenness, what is it that I'm actually trying to protect? I think that's really important to look at that. And I'm protecting my dignity as a human being. I'm made in the likeness of God. I'm worthy of being treated with honor and respect. I'm worthy of living my life with a measure of joy and peace and happiness to what level is possible in this world, and become all that God intended me to be. That is what, when we're working in the arena of boundaries, it's really important to have that sense of we actually have something that we're protecting, our mm-hmm. dignity as human beings.
Well, I think it's so important to frame it that way, because oftentimes when the issue of boundaries comes up, let's say in recovery or in ministry or whatever, it can feel to maybe an outsider, somebody who's not involved maybe in that relationship, it can feel reactionary, it can feel punitive, it can feel, it's not necessarily always framed in that idea of personal dignity as well as personal responsibility. I love the fact that you use that word in terms of you do have to own your own thoughts, your own feelings, and your own behaviors. And so boundaries aren't about going on the offensive to say, I'm going to attack, now kind of reactionary, attack this person who hurt me, but instead be able to say, wait a second, let's remember, I'm created in the image of God. I have intrinsic value because I'm created in the image of God. And what have these circumstances maybe done to either confuse that reality or threaten that reality? And what is my personal responsibility for now setting up some healthy perimeters, or what you call personal property lines? I like that. I think it's necessary to frame it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's in another way to put this is really that we are protecting what God has given us, mm-hmm. right? And absolutely. Jesus came so that we can have life and life in abundance. So whenever I'm feeling like I'm allowing things or people to destroy my sense of value and joy, my peace, those are things I'm coming after. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to figure out why that's happening and what to do about it.
Mm-hmm. So then you've got some things here about that are kind of proactive in what you can do in terms of establishing some boundaries. So why don't you talk about the internal boundaries and help people understand what that looks like when you're talking about this issue of boundaries. What are internal boundaries? How do you establish healthy internal boundaries? Mm-hmm. And maybe also, how do you know when you are maybe going too far, or or they're not healthy boundaries anymore regarding the internal boundaries? Because I think this is one of those things that's a little bit subjective, right? I mean, there's not a perfect science to this because each individual has a uniqueness to them. While we all share the reality of intrinsic worth and value being made in the image of God, we are not all made the same, right? We have different mm-hmm. personalities. We have different circumstances, different relationships. And so maybe help put some guide rails or guardrails on how a woman especially, because that's really kind of where y'all minister, right, is to these women who've felt betrayal, who've struggled with being hurt and broken trust. How can you help them determine what their internal boundaries are and how to establish those in healthy ways?
That's a big question.
Go ahead, Ronnie. We'll go back and forth. Sure. Well, first of all, when we're talking about an internal boundary, we're talking about like a system, an internal boundary system, or our internal reality, how we think, how we feel, how we behave. And when we're working with these women, most of the time, they don't even have a sense at that point because they're in trauma or, you know, different points of their own personal recovery. But what's happening inside of them is going to determine how they act or react to things outside of them. So a big part of what we do in the Wives Care program is helping the partner reestablish that internal system. And it all goes back to they are human beings with dignity mm-hmm. and self-worth, and a lot of that's been shattered. So we go through these different stages of in the program of rebuilding that internal system, because until you can have a good internal reality, it's very difficult to set things outside of yourself. And when we talk about boundaries, that's usually the place that people's minds go to first. Okay, what is the list of rules? And it's really not about that. It is about rebuilding ourselves on the inside first.
Well, I like you putting it that way because, and I can imagine, though, that there are some women who are listening right now that are going, what are you talking about? Because it sure feels to me like the circumstances that have fallen on my head are having a lot of determinant factor in what's going on inside of me. And so I like the fact that you're reframing this to say, you can establish an internal rhythm, an internal dynamic, an internal system, sort of the way you put it, that does not have to be on a yo-yo based on circumstance, right? And so you're saying, in many ways, what I hear you saying is you're empowering women. You're giving those, kind of giving them, if I can put it this way, giving them back their dignity that they feel as if their circumstance has stolen away from them. Is that fair to say it that way?
Mm-hmm. That is fair to say. And part of what's happened to us through life, whatever our circumstances may have been, that we've handed over that sense of our value over to someone else, whatever the circumstances are, so that we get on that yo-yo thing because we are always depending on somebody else to pour into us our worth, where we're just individually, intrinsically worth, we are valuable because of that's the way God made and created every human being. So, yes, we are empowering women to reclaim their dignity, to reclaim their sense of worth, to reclaim their sense of honor and respect.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Gigi, because I feel like some of this is going to get into a healing conversation too, right? Because there is, we still have to look at the reality of the damage that's been done because of betrayal or broken trust. So it's not like we're saying, hey, kind of what you're feeling, don't worry about it. You can sort of reset your internal. It's like, no, there's a healing process there, right?
Right. And absolutely. It's going to be, this is all about the healing process, actually. It's acknowledging severe damage has taken place. And I'm going to need to do something to take care of me, right? Mm-hmm. We've spoken about that. And that is what will be, I believe, very empowering in getting clarity, because we are sure not saying that there won't come times for some very strict boundaries. You know, that may happen. That
even externally, right?
Externally, not just correct? Yes. But before we're able to even do that, I mean, for me, in the beginning of my journey, what kinds of boundaries did I need internally for me? I needed to make space for speaking with healthy people that could help me in the process, right? I needed to make space and time in my thoughts for education on this, so I know what is this all about. I needed to make space to spend time in God's word so that my thought life would not be totally going crazy, you know? So those are all focuses that were on me, right? So those are.
Well, I want to move forward here, because one of those statements that you all put here in your notes that I really like is that boundaries are the way we protect and contain ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great way to, again, reframe this, because so many times I think the boundaries, even the term boundary sometimes, you know, Ronnie, when you're talking about your property lines and things like that, sometimes we have this idea that line is more about them than it is about us. Mm-hmm. Like we're keeping them out. And it's like, well, wait a second. This is actually about really recognizing and acknowledging where I've placed the lines in order to protect and contain what's inside those boundaries. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily about trying to be a wall or attack those outside the boundaries. So why don't you all share your thoughts on that idea of containing yourself and protecting yourself?
Well, the thing, even what I mentioned, you know, about getting more education or speaking with healthy people, those things, you might run into some opposition.
Mm-hmm.
right? So it's learning here, what can I do for myself and what is God is giving me that I can do? And I will reach out for that. And keeping that going. How about you, Ronnie? Some thoughts?
Well, I do want to give credit to Allison Davis, the CSAT counselor that I got to be in her training session on. Those are part of her presentation, so I want to be sure I give her credit for that particular definition. But we have to take responsibility for our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. So just because we have been severely wounded, severely injured, doesn't give license that we can disregard the dignity of another person. Mm-hmm. We can be in disgust and, you know, all of those negative terms with a behavior, but we've got to know what our limits are as far as the way we're going to handle our anger. We are going to learn to process it in a healthy manner. That's part of how all this works. Because if we don't do well with that, then we end up either imploding or exploding in a very unhealthy way.
Well, what I love about that is, again, it gets back to that personal responsibility and recognizing that even this person who hurt you still has dignity as a human being. And that is sometimes, you know, when you are feeling blinded by anger and hurt and just all of those emotions, fear, doubts, it's very hard sometimes then to remember this jerk still has intrinsic value and dignity as a human being. That is very difficult, but I think it's important to gently but firmly remind ourselves of that when we have been wounded, when we've been hurt.
That's right. And it may, it looks a little less sanitized, right, than what we're talking about. Because
the grieving process,
you may just implode, explode. It's going to be, you know, you need spaces that you can speak your heart and be angry and be upset. But all of that work, which is yucky work, it's not easy. Hopefully we'll land to some emotional stability to see things more clearly and to act out of a good place and not a lack of health.
And that's why I think your next point on here is so critical, of the idea that boundaries can be set out of a place of love, or really need to be set out of a place of love, right? So so help our listeners kind of navigate what that then looks like. So Ronnie, how would you help somebody engage that mentality or that attitude when it comes to establishing boundaries, that it needs to be out of love?
Right. Well, often women have lost their sense of self-worth when they start into this healing journey. So coming to the place of being able to understand, I love myself enough that you are not going to be able to disrespect me in this way by continuing a certain behavior. You know, whatever the gamut of this is, because it's not just going down a little list and everything's going to be fixed when we get to the bottom of the list. This is a daily, a weekly, you know, it's a long process. But helping them acknowledge that I care about myself enough that I'm going to have to set some limits. I care about you because really, if we get right down to it, a husband that is serious about their recovery, their limits are going to look a lot like your limits. Now, there's many different situations, scenarios, but for a husband that's really trying to work a recovery program, if you line up with what their goals are and what yours are, they're often very, very similar. And to say that I love our relationship, I want our relationship to be successful. Unfortunately, it doesn't always turn out that way, but you know, if we're saying, I love our relationship, if you're going to be in a relationship with me, these are the things I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one additional thought we have here is that it's about rejecting a harmful behavior and not a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That's important. That gets back to that idea of even this person mm-hmm. who did hurtful things towards me still has intrinsic value and dignity.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So,
correct.
And I like what you're saying too, because one of the thoughts that comes into my mind is how God relates with us, right? If you think about just the whole story of the Bible, it's not as if God is some sanitized being that doesn't have emotion and doesn't feel things and isn't passionate and doesn't feel hurt and anger and the betrayal and all those kinds of things. I mean, if there's anybody that can identify with hurt and pain and betrayal and all of that, it's Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody
Absolutely. Can
understand it more than him. And yet when you think about how he relates with us, he calls us into something that is full of this messiness, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to remember that idea about boundaries is about realizing what is toxic behaviorally, what is toxic in terms of thought, what is toxic in terms of environment, and then being able to say, those are the things that I'm going to not be party to, mm-hmm. not saying I'm going to, you know, be obtuse to this person, but really recognize that it's about the thoughts, the behaviors, the environments. And that's where you guys get a little bit to what unhealthy boundaries can be like, right?
Yes.
What are some of the things that unhealthy boundaries create?
Yeah, so we gave some thought to this because recently I was asked a question and I couldn't quite figure it out on the spot. But thinking it over, it has a lot to do with motivation, because a boundary for someone may be totally legit and healthy, and for another person it may not be. So it coming out of manipulation would be one of the ways that it's unhealthy. For instance, I'm going to file for divorce so that my husband can get on with recovery. Mm. It's not because I feel convinced that this is the way God is leading me. It's because I want a reaction.
You're trying to create a behavior
yes.
in that person. Yeah.
And that is not healthy. Probably going to be frustrating. And then... also, when we're unreasonable with the reality of where we are as a couple and where our husbands are, you know, that they and ask for things that are that we've seen in so-and-so's life, and we think this is, you know, how I want it to be. And it could be anything, right? It could be like he's not ready to go to group maybe yet. He's not ready to go to counseling yet. And sometimes it can be.
Yeah.
Again, for another person, it may be, listen, you either go to group or counseling, or I can't do this, right? But it's coming from a place that she needs that amount of safety, right? Mm-hmm. And not just because you want to. And then selfish, too. I mean, we are, you know, it could be just so self-centered, and it's all about your anger and saying, you know, withholding sexual intimacy because... I'm angry at you, and I'm payback, revengeful things, which was a really important passage for me to hang out in Romans 12 for a while and remember that, you know, revenge comes from God, because there was a season I was feeling that, have those feelings.
Yeah. And that's important to state. Sometimes I think we, all of us as human beings, want to take vengeance into our own hands, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it feels just, even if it is just in the sense that there was a true injustice that was done against me. And so then I want to take that revenge or that, you know, vengeance into my own hands. And it's hard to, that's where I think there is a little bit of a fine line here that we're dealing with, right? And that's why I like the fact that you all keep it couched and framed in this issue of dignity and recognizing the personal responsibility that is necessary in order to understand the limits that you're placing on yourself in order to try to protect, you know, as it's put here, your personal property lines, not where it's about revenge or payback or any of that. Ronnie, do you have any thoughts on the unhealthy boundaries?
Well, I do want to just mention that our emotions are not sinful. Okay, so what we're feeling, that's not a wrong, and we're not trying to at all minimize or make it sanitized looking. What these wives go through is horrendous. Each story, each one. But what we do with them, what we do with those emotions, and if we're not taking responsibility of ourselves, that's where we can really cross a boundary line, cross somebody else's boundary line that we don't need to. Mm-hmm. So just keeping focused on, I'm responsible for my own thoughts and feelings and behaviors.
Yeah. Yes. We're about out of time, so I want to ask if you all have some closing thoughts you'd like to give, or just a word of encouragement to the listeners regarding this issue of boundaries.
Yeah, we had a little comment here in our notes that you can read if you download the PDF, right? But it's right out of Dr. Cindy Wilson's boundaries chart. We use that a lot in our Wives Care program. But she pretty much gives us what we are to manage and control and what we're not, right? Mm-hmm. And if we can focus on that, on our own thoughts and feelings and processing, there will be a lot of processing in the beginning of our feelings. That's what we mean. It doesn't mean that you work on manipulating or changing your feelings. Feelings are just there, right? But processing that, as well as our behaviors and what we're going to do. So when we take ownership of that, there's just empowerment. It's a God thing. He's given that place for us. Mm-hmm. And when we don't, we are going to feel put upon, resentful, given to passivity. And what I like what she uses, it's a learned kind of helplessness, mm-hmm. right? So that goes with a thought, Jonathan, that's what the Wives Care groups and other groups too that offer the healing for spouses is all about. Mm-hmm. It's you actually taking ownership of your healing process, because that will give you clarity for what you're going to need to do regarding your marriage and, mm-hmm. and setting healthy, good boundaries that meet the needs that God has put in your heart. So that's
Ronnie, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I just want to say very well said, Gigi, and mm-hmm. it's been wonderful to be here with you today, and just encourage every wife out there, no matter where they are in their journey, if they're just starting or down the road, to just keep looking to God and reminding ourselves of our worth in Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, Gigi, so we have some Wives Care groups coming up very shortly, next week,
yes.
May 2nd. So why don't you share with our listeners how they can access that? There's a few spots left for those groups.
We do. We have, and it's one on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central time. Mm-hmm. Yes, those are the ones we're offering. We'd love to have, we have a few spots, like Jonathan said. If finances are the issue for you, just contact us, let us know about it. And we do have a few partial scholarships to help with that. But if not, come on aboard too.
Yeah. And so you can go to wivescare.com yeah. and click on the groups link, and you can get all the information there and actually sign up for the Wives Care groups. I did want to say one other thing too, to kind of close this out. What I think the context for boundaries, it really came to light for me when I recognized that the Bible teaches that we will be slaves to something. Mm-hmm. So we are either going to be slaves to unrighteousness in our sin, or we're going to be slaves to Christ. And the thing is if you recognize a slave has boundaries, right? You have limitations. There is a line drawn around you. And it took me so long to realize that true freedom when you're talking about joy and you're talking about some of these things, true freedom in Christ comes within those boundaries. So for those who are out there that are might be going, man, this whole boundaries talk, I don't get it. I think it's just kind of a, you know, it's almost like an industry and it's just boundaries this and boundaries that. I hope they can hear that this is a biblical idea, mm-hmm. that it is not something that we've contrived or that man's contrived. God is the one that says, you know, the sea can go this far and no farther. Yes. And so even with us, we have physical limitations, we have mental limitations, we have emotional limitations. Those are all good. When we can learn to live inside of those, then we can find joy and peace and righteous living, right? So
great.
Thank you all both again for speaking into this topic. I think you all have mm-hmm. can just continue to bless so many wives, and so I appreciate y'all. Thank you, Ronnie, for joining us by phone.
Yes, Ronnie.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
And keep those snakes out.
Yeah, keep the snakes out. And listeners, of course, we're always glad that you're with us, and we hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.